Call the meeting order. This is November 20th, the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll start off with the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Okay, the first item of business is to approve the minutes from the meeting of October 25th. Are there any changes or corrections?
I just wanted to make a note on page six. Halfway down where it said I made a motion to approve the preliminary budget. That didn't mean that there was approval. That was to get things moving.
Right.
So I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says I made a motion. I don't know what.
Well, how would you think it says? Because you did make a motion.
Yes.
But how do you want it to be worded? You want to say in order
to move things. Yeah. It was just to move things along.
It says preliminary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Oh, yeah, what's that?
Okay, any other changes or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Bob makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
And Josh seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'll abstain.
And
Stephanie
and Steph abstain because they weren't here.
Susan and Stephanie.
Susan. Brenda, I'm looking at you. I don't know. Okay. Okay, I put on, a couple of you emailed me with additional comments about the town budget. So we aren't going to meet again to talk about the town budget until December 5th, which is the public hearing. So if we have any additional comments on the town budget, I think that this would be the appropriate time.
So any idea? Default budget. Any idea what the default will be for the town?
No.
No. No. Not even a close guess.
No, I can tell you what the tax rate is this year, but I can't tell you the default. No, she has to feed everything in. I wouldn't know what things that we're committed to and what are not.
So I guess my question was, and I don't know if this is too late, so I was one of the ones that had emailed Lynn. So I had asked a question to Jeff when he was here during that budget time and asked him if we took $50,000 out of his budget, what would he cut out of the department? And he kind of just said, well, you know, if we don't do this or don't do that, it'll cost us more in the long run. But I'm wondering, Sue, is it too late to ask, you know, some of the bigger departments an idea of what they would cut? You don't want to ask them any questions.
No, I mean, no, it's not too
late. It's not too late. Oh, okay, thank you.
I don't think so.
Thank you. You know, so I was just looking, you know, at some of the bigger departments, you know. I mean, police is 22, right, and highway 21, not counting the Warren article. So my question is, and I didn't know if the committee would entertain this, would be to ask the five departments that are fairly large the question that if we took X number of dollars out of their budget, whether it's $25,000 or $30,000, just to get to try to get that increase down around 7% as opposed to 10. So the question, Sue, would be, you know, what could they cut in their budget? Or if they didn't get the money that they were asking for, where are the opportunities to save money?
Yeah.
And you know, I was at the recycling center one day last week, and I was thinking, so you know, you look at the recycling budget, and I think their tipping charges last year were like $173,000. So when we go to the recycling center, if we dispose of a tire, we pay $2. If we dispose of a mattress, we pay $5. People can go and dispose of 2 tons of shingles from their house and pay zero.
Are you for real?
Yes.
I'm for real. So even looking at that, you know, that one department is just something I look at and I say, how come we don't charge people?
That doesn't seem quite right.
Or if people are bringing a whole trail full of shingles in there, why is that the town's responsible? And what came to mind, I just redid my roof, you know? So I have the dumpster at the house. As you know, tipping charges have gone up. $1,673 for me to dispose of that. So now I'm thinking, when I'm down at the dump and I see people bringing in trailerfuls, I'm thinking, why am I paying theirs as well as my own? You know, when we pay, so little things like that. Have we had the conversation?
I don't know if I just limit it to the big. You might want to look through the whole thing, and there might be other places, you know, or ask all departments.
That's No, I meant that. I just picked on that one for an example.
But
same with Jeff.
The top four. There might
be
some
other. Well, if that's what everybody decides they want to do. I just kind of focused on, you know, the big chunk of money. And you know how, so we could sit here and say, okay, we're going to take 4% off the budget. But who's the best informed at where the areas are that they could save? It's the department heads, right? I don't know the recycling center. I don't know the police department. But we've been short policemen. There must be money like in the ammunition fund. There's got to be places even Mike could cut a little bit of money out of there. So that's what I was.
Did we do that last year? We said bring it down to 6%. What was it? We met with the school. I said
we did that with the school.
I
don't think that.
Yeah,
there was.
I think we did. I think we brought it down to a certain percent, or because I remember saying, why don't we match what the school
did?
And
we did.
And
but
I think we told
them where we wanted to see the cuts, which really doesn't matter because they can make
exactly
the cuts wherever they want. But I think we did. But I would feel much more comfortable if they could tell us where they feel that they could save some money.
I
agree.
Because 10%
is
high.
It's
the dollar. If you look at the dollar amount with the school and the town, it's about the same on a $10 billion budget and a $3 million budget, which is kind of scary. So maybe you could come to the public hearing with some information for us. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And we can just, we'll take another vote then.
So do you want to write to all the departments? That's fair enough then. You're right. We shouldn't just single out, you know.
Yeah. Right. Or just like something you could tackle this year and save for next year.
And I think actually one of the selectmen came up with some like 5 or 6 ideas of where to take it off, or where we'd take it off, and came back to the budget committee with that, and we got it down.
I mean, last
year.
Last year.
Now it's at 10.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. 10 point.
Yeah. That doesn't include.
So thank you for entertaining that anyway.
Okay.
That was my only point on that.
Anything else before we move on to the school? Okay. Before we get started, Steph, are there going to be any warrant articles this year?
Yes. Well, teachers contract and we renegotiated with the teachers and we renegotiated with the support staff. So those two.
So there will be two warrant
articles. In the budget.
Yeah, okay. So there will be two warrant articles. All right.
And do you know what percent they're going up?
I know that the teachers, it's like 2%.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the cost is like 90,000.
Okay.
And then the
support staff.
Budget, right? Support staff is like 36,000 or something. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
No, because there are going to be warrant articles.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So if the town accepts it or rejects it.
And Andrea said to apologize. She almost had all the warrant articles done for him, but she didn't quite get it done today. So.
Well, the selectmen haven't voted on them yet.
Right.
So hopefully
right
at your next meeting you'll vote mm-hmm on them. And then we'll get them when we have our public hearing. Yeah. Okay.
But the tax rate this year did go up 33 cents a thousand. That's what it turned out to be.
Okay. Now, the way we go through this, obviously we're not going to go line by line.
No.
I consider Section 1 and Section 2 are probably give us the most information.
I do have Pinkerton's rate came through today at 5.84% instead of 7.
5.84% increase. Okay.
Yeah, we budgeted for 7 because they said between 5 and 7, but he will send out the new budget tomorrow.
So I don't forget, Brenda had a question about that. Let me just find it.
Yeah, she just thought it. Oh, she, contract she negotiations.
Quote, am I reading it correctly? Quicker than tuition rate 7% this year. I've got her email.
Yeah, but then she said something about when we're renegotiating with them for. No, or something. What was her next sentence?
When the contract was
out. 5 years.
Yeah, she also said, when are we done with this contract and that has no limit on yearly increase in tuition? That's your question verbatim.
Yeah, so we're renegotiating with Pinkerton right now.
Right now, but
okay,
there will be no cap on increase. Auburn didn't get one. Hooksett didn't get one.
Okay, so there will be no cap.
No.
Okay.
What's that? 8.4.
Okay.
May I just ask for one thing if the committee is open to this? I just was curious to see what the enrollment was like the last 3 or 4 years. They don't have to break it down, but to see what the enrollment was.
High school or
both. Just see how they do it here. Just the total. It doesn't have to be broken down into.
Like, so every month when you get a report, you want the 3 year?
Just the total. Just the total or average it out or, do you know what I'm saying?
Do you mean now or every month?
No, just to do this budget.
For now, yeah, just for now.
If you said how many more residents do we have, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, enrollments for the last 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, just total the high school, or separate high school and just like they do here, but that would be great if everybody else wants. I'm just curious what the cost for students.
High school and the Moore School.
That
for people
they do put it on the state. I forget the name. The 56.
Okay.
They do every year. That goes in the town report. They have a cost for. I mean, the cost per student.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
MS.
Do you folks want to go through using Section 1 or Section 2? Does anybody have a preference?
Can I just ask one other overriding question?
Sure.
Just because I wasn't here this summer when they finished one that you got the closings for the fiscal year for the school there in the summer. So I heard that the budget committee or the town approved a budget that ended up being about $900,000. Over, and that you
approximately,
and then you
returned 500-600,
right? And you kept 300,000 for various projects.
Fire system was the big 100 and some.
Okay, so we missed the budget by 9%. There's in this year's one of the things you have in there for improvements is painting the cupola. And some more asbestos in
the
classrooms. How come you didn't do that where you had that much leftover money?
Because they did big projects over the summer, so there was no leeway to get the little ones done. That's that figure that they put in this year, they kind of do every year. They've been doing little pieces.
A little bit at a time?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we don't need to add that for a question, because
nope.
We got that.
And my thing was, so last year was the last budget for Amy, the one that we returned in June. So the current year that we're in is Corey's first budget. And my first question to them was, so we were over a bunch, hopefully this year's will look better. And he's like, you know, the small increase. So I was expecting it to be lower, but looking at it, what the default is and what the asks are, I was, yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to Section 2. Let's go through, unless anybody would rather just go through Section 1. We're not going to do both because it's basically all the same information. Is everybody okay with Section 2?
Yeah, I'm fine. It has a little more detail.
Yeah, it does have more detail. And it has more historical detail. Mm-hmm. So that's, the only thing is it's real small, but.
Being new, why is there a default budget? I'm just curious.
Okay, the default budget is last year's budget, plus any contractual obligations,
mm-hmm.
minus any one-time expenses, like we bought a loader or something.
Okay.
So when we vote on the warrant article, which is the budget,
okay.
you can vote yes or no. If you vote yes, you get the budget that's requested.
Yeah.
If you vote no, we get the default budget.
It's a law.
That's just, yeah.
Who creates the default budget?
They figure it out.
Yeah.
Because supposedly it has to be what it has to be.
Yeah.
Last year's budget plus the contractual obligations minus the one-time expenses. So if you notice the school, when they do stuff, they do it differently because they show the default. Every time they have a line item, they show what the default is.
Mm-hmm.
The town doesn't do that.
Correct.
They just give us their requests, and then they figure out what the default budget is. And we'll get that
mm-hmm.
at the public hearing, probably. Mm-hmm. They'll have the
yeah,
default
they,
budget.
Yeah, they need it for that.
Okay.
So that's what happens if you vote no.
And I like how he does the default, and then you see requests, so mm-hmm. that you can go right to, like, what
was going to be. I thought he did a pretty good job, actually.
Yeah.
I like
on
it.
This. Yeah.
Wait, there's some I didn't get, though. Okay, let's this is section one, the top line. Here's the default budget. Salaries and benefits, operational. What does he mean by requests?
Requests are anything that we want above budget. So he'll put in this is here. It says
oh, that's
requests.
You mean above default?
Oh, that's
default?
What I was wondering.
Yeah, so the request is the $41,000 for the permanent sub. There's $3,000.
Okay, because I couldn't figure out
salaries,
that wasn't the whole request. Okay, that's the request above
furniture.
The default.
It ties
exactly
to the default, so.
Yeah, so
and
it's
that
like,
gives you the projected. Yep. I mean, proposed budget.
Proposed, and
yeah.
then it asks, like,
yeah.
what he asked for. Well,
yeah.
not what he asked for,
yeah.
but, like, what the school asked
he
for.
Did a good job.
Yeah, okay, so that's, okay,
so
I didn't
really
understand
what
that.
That's really what's up for discussion.
Yes.
Is that 334?
Yes.
Because that's, okay, got it. Thank
yep.
you. All right, that makes more sense. All right.
So much easier to sell through.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're on section two?
Yeah, let's, unless anybody wants to go start with a different section or a different, okay.
And so what, the population, what are they basing this on?
Like high school numbers?
No, both numbers. You know how they say there's a whole bunch of kindergarten kids and this grade's going to be going. Do you know what the population is that they're basing this budget on? Because it's for...
We don't have kindergarten numbers yet, so...
Okay.
They do know, obviously, a swag with high school because you got your eighth graders going in and
mm-hmm.
your seniors leaving.
The other ones leaving.
And they budget for everyone, unless they know any different, which I don't think they do.
Okay.
So we have a big group leaving.
A big group coming in.
And then, no, a smaller group, 37, coming in.
Okay. No, 31.
A 31.
But then grade 10, 2 years from now, we're going to have one.
Yeah, but they're already counted in there.
Yeah, so that, 37 leaving and 37 kindergartners.
Yep.
Well... I don't go by that.
They do have 37 kindergarten.
Well, yes, they do. They do, but they always say that they signed up 45 and some end up not coming for whatever reason.
No, but what I'm talking about is right now.
Yes, yeah.
They have 37 kindergarten.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was looking at 8th grade, how many are leaving in grade 12 and how many are coming in 8th grade.
So there's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So
31
yeah.
coming in 8th
and
grade. Eight,
and 37
and
leaving.
37 leaving.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then a 5.84% increase in tuition.
Okay. All right. Let's start at the top here. Regular education. And we'll see if we have any specific questions. I wanted to know, okay, last year, we know we lost staff, so...
Meaning?
They retired.
We rehired.
Well, okay,
yeah.
So, what positions left, and what replacements were made, and do we have any new positions?
This year that we're in right now, we do not have any new positions. They put in for a, we have a reading specialist that was last year covered by the budget. This year it's covered by a grant. And then, so for this budget, they put it back in because we'd be paying for it.
Okay.
So from the grant to this budget, there's that position. It's the same position, but we'll be paying
for it. But we
didn't
pay for it last year.
Right.
So how many classroom teachers did we lose?
There's been no decrease of staff. If you want to know, like, who left, who came
no,
in.
No, I just want to know how many, I don't need their names. How many, like, say we lost five classrooms.
So say we lost 10. 10 were hired.
Okay. Now, what about the resource officer?
They've been hired.
But we didn't have one before, so that's a new position.
It was last year voted in on the budget.
We had one last year?
Yes. Oh. It's in this. It's in.
It was in the budget.
It was in the budget last year.
Yeah, I don't think you physically had
it. We have a body,
but last year we didn't have a body.
Last year we didn't have a body,
but
we
do now.
So in the budget that we're functioning off of right now has the
resource officer
position,
and that's up here. Is that where is that?
I would have to ask which line they put him in.
Okay, so that's a question. Which line is the resource officer?
Do they have the social worker in here?
No.
Are we going to have one?
It's been removed from the budget.
Are we going to have a social worker?
Not in 25, 26.
Good. Okay, good.
It was presented late, so none of us on the board were really prepared for, and we don't have data on the need, so
yeah.
Okay. We've asked for data and the need. I know Raymond has one, but...
Social worker?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Okay.
That.
So.
Well, I asked who around us has one.
Well,
so then they're also thinking the SAU level, maybe.
All the classroom teachers that left got replaced with classroom teachers. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
And we have a new librarian, so everybody's in their respected positions.
And then, okay, we're not there yet. All right, we're on regular education. So are there any questions on regular education?
I don't know if it would be under this, but there were several retirements, correct? Mm-hmm. And we paid them a stipend.
Mm-hmm.
So this year there aren't retirements.
Correct, which is
so
why there's...
That's the top line,
$120,000.
That's why it goes down.
They had to request it in October, and we have not had any requests.
Okay, good.
Are we going to negotiate that? We're negotiating with the teachers
now. So right now we're in year two? Of the contract. So at the end of next year, there'll be another negotiation.
I thought you said
we
there was going to be a warrant article for the teacher's contract.
We straight up just did salary. We didn't get into...
Oh, you didn't do any other... Wasn't it a three-year contract?
Yes.
So why did you renegotiate salary?
Because we had however many teachers leave last year.
Is that why they left? Because they weren't getting paid enough?
I don't think so.
There was just... It was a lot of drama, but
okay.
It was good.
Teachers think that like a town, say Salem, New Hampshire, who has a huge tax base and can pay big bucks, we can't compete with that.
Okay.
But we can compete with Deerfield, Auburn, our surrounding towns. So we tried to bring them up a little bit.
Okay. All right. But you didn't go into any other... Okay. I got
No, we didn't get into...
Any other...
No.
Days off.
So now is the new contract?
They did want some more, and we just said that.
And you didn't do the columns. You didn't do the columns or the lines. Okay.
So this contract you're negotiating now, is this going to be three more years?
Mm-mm.
It's just going
to
be
to finish it out.
To finish out the 3 years on the contract.
I've never heard of that.
Have
you?
Hooksett did it as well.
I didn't know that Candier had you. Have you remembered that?
No. Huh? No, I don't.
Huh.
Okay.
The workshop reimbursement for professional fees went up quite a bit.
Which line?
Where are you?
It's line number 5241.
So that can be in their contract, I'd have to ask.
I guess my question to drill down a little bit is kind of two-part.
Oh, yeah, contract increase on average.
Yeah. So they did it. By the way, this is great how there's these explanations
contracted
on here. Yeah. So, but my question is, can the school district apply for a New Hampshire Job Training Fund reimbursement for that? Because the state, for some trainings, will reimburse for up to 50% of the training cost for employers. I do that in the private sector. I would assume you could do it as a school district because you pay unemployment taxes.
So the New Hampshire Jobs Training?
New Hampshire Job Training Fund. Hmm. It will reimburse employers for up to 50% of the cost of a training, as long as that training is incumbent upon certain conditions.
Hmm. And but they do municipalities?
I don't know if they do municipalities. I've never had to investigate that.
So it's like part of their fringe benefit, I suppose? Is that because it's in their contract?
The training fund itself is separate from any kind of CBA thing. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is as defined in the CBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's line 20, 52 to 40.
That fund's used by employers for like professional development needs. Mm-hmm.
Not regular training for the job, just development?
Any kind of training.
Mm.
I do OSHA 10 training with it. I do leadership training. I do pretty much anything you can think of. I know some companies that have gotten thousands of dollars in training funds.
Could you do new teacher training? Don't they come in a day or two ahead of time? Yeah.
If you look up their website, there will be someone you can call there to clarify if you guys can qualify. They'll ask you what sort of trainings you're looking to do, and they'll tell you if you're eligible or not. Huh. That might be a way to cut that bill down.
It's a good idea.
So the 3-year average, they've spent $1,500 on it.
My other question in relation to the replacement of furniture.
That is in what? That's a different section.
Line 5737 in the same section. Replacement of furniture in F.
5737. Here we go. Furniture.
Is that enough money? Is that $11,200 an actual quote that they got?
Replacement furniture, 6 teachers' desks, chairs, rooms. I would assume so because they have it so specifically written out as to what they would be buying.
Okay. No new computers?
Oh, no, there's Chromebooks in here.
Oh, it's not under new computer equipment?
No, not for
regular ed. It would be under the IT.
IT. Yeah, there's...
Oh, okay.
Chromebook swap out. Do they not face... Oh, I have questions related to that.
We'll get to that. Okay, regular ed... math, health, music, the first section. Any more questions?
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, next section is high school. We got the percentage increase. High school tuition, public academy.
So it says 4%. But you're saying it's 5.8?
No, the change was 4%, and they're projecting a 7%. Okay. See, look at that. Oh, see, there's a little line after the 4%.
5 or so students. So it will be different because it's not 7%.
It will be less.
It'll be less.
Okay.
He said he'd have those numbers tomorrow.
Okay.
So when we meet, we'll have the official number.
Okay. All right. Next section is special ed. Any special ed questions? Then we have extended school year. Stop me if you want it. English language learner, advanced learners. And then athletics. Anything in any of those? Okay, then we get to guidance.
What's the extended school year online training? I think I asked this every year.
What'd you say?
Extended school year is like sometimes kids, Title I don't have that, or just need a little extra.
That they'll regress if they have no instruction for the whole summer.
Okay.
Okay, health. Did you replace one full-time with two part-times? Or
The nurse, yes.
So the, okay.
Yeah.
Because there's changes in the health insurance and all that because they're both part-time.
Wait, which one? Health insurance? Health salary? The health teacher? Health teacher salary might be the gym teacher. Professional services, technical services, psych, speech, therapy. I'm going to look to see if she's in a different... I always feel like health is...
I don't think she's under health.
I thought health was the nurse.
No, I think that's the health teacher.
Hmm. Oh, she's not with the regular teachers?
They might be in regular. I have to ask, where are the... Where's the
I guess that health is a subject, so that's where I assume it would be, too.
But I think it's that would be the regular teachers.
Yeah.
Well,
salary.
And there's textbooks in there, which I can't imagine that the nurse would
use. Oh, yeah,
textbooks.
Right.
Yeah, that says teacher salaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're okay on health? No questions on health? Okay. Psychological services. Speech. Therapy services. And other support services. Okay. Staff development. Media.
There's your, let's see, oh, insurance, okay.
School board. SAU.
I think we're down on the
SAU. Yeah, that went down on the SAU. I'm surprised.
It did?
Yes.
Did
percent
go down? They were able...
Oh, because of our enrollment?
HR. We didn't have an HR person for a while, so it offset it.
Well, plus our enrollment's down.
Yes.
That's how they determine it.
Yeah. I think you put it in here.
Yeah, there's a pie chart.
Based on
our enrollment.
Section 7.
Yeah, that's why Hooksett always has the most voting power and everything. They have the most power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then Auburn snacks and then candy
and us.
Okay. That's the SAU principal services.
Maintenance. No.
What equipment is the maintenance replacing? It says maintenance. It's the last line in maintenance. It says replacement equipment. It goes from... It's a 300% increase.
Usually you would put, but I'll ask.
Just or generally just curious what it is.
Lynn, you're going to formulate all the questions and send them to us?
Yeah.
And then we'll approve, okay. Like, last year I think we bought a
floor wax or something.
Thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what this one is.
Where am I looking?
The last line in maintenance.
new equipment.
Yeah,
replacement.
It's 5735 is the line number, the object number.
Yep.
Okay, transportation. Where are we with the buses?
They're all across from four
stops. They've shown up. I haven't heard any musings on
the bus.
Has been anything on Facebook.
Yep, I haven't got any emails.
So the buses are coming. Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And knock on wood, there's been buses to sports, which is huge.
Yes.
Well, the company guaranteed us, so if we don't have a school bus, it's on them to get us a coach bus. So.
Great.
Yep.
Good.
We had fun with soccer.
Okay, let's see. IT, yeah, the Chromebooks were in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Second to last line in that section.
Yeah, replacement equipment.
What is the deal with that? What do they replace them every year? What's happening here?
Refresh. Yeah. Student Chromebook refresh.
Which line item?
Second
so does that mean like they get like software updates or do they just get new ones?
Or they probably have a bunch of crap that the prior kid put on them and the new kid gets
it. We do have a tech
it.
Plan, but, you know, every so many years.
It's down.
Yeah.
I still have never found out if they lose them or if they're broken by the student, mm-hmm. what happens to them.
Well, I know they're pretty durable, but it doesn't mean they don't walk away.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't know what the policy is on that.
You want to ask?
Well, I think I asked last year, but they...
We don't
charge anything.
You wouldn't
charge? But I also know that they get Chromebooks donated to them.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah, say, my son's had the same Chromebook for a few years now, and when he graduates,
He's responsible.
When he graduates, nobody's going to want this Chromebook. It's ancient. It's cranky.
Yeah, functional obsolescence is about 12 months on one of those things.
Yeah, he's had it, I think, for like 3 years, so...
He's had a good run.
nobody wants that.
Well, yeah, but that's a different...
Oh, that was
other rubbish. Professional services, it just... That number crashed by 94%. I mean, it's great. It's gone down 94%, but I'm just kind of curious what that is. So in the future, if it comes up again, we won't be alarmed.
Oh, 5330?
Is that what you
did? Last page.
Yeah, IT, other professional services.
Reduced to be in line with 3-year average.
Yeah, like why was it so high? And, you know, so is this normal now, or should we anticipate in 3 years from now it's going to go up again?
So it's on the last page.
Page 5? Yeah, the last page.
Okay, IT. Excuse me.
Oh, where it went down 25 grand.
Yeah, I mean, great, that's a good savings, but I don't want to be alarmed in 3 years if it shoots back up for some reason.
Other professional services reduced to be the 3-year average. So.
Yeah, everything's explainable. I'm just wondering why.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious.
That's why we're here, just to ask questions.
Other professional.
Okay, so it started.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't want to guess on that one, but. I know that we had like a higher paid tech director, and he helped support us because we hired a lower end kid to be in the building. So we pay Hooksit for Dan's time when we need him. But that might not be it.
No, he's not there.
That would be my guess. Dan, no. Oh. We have a young kid. Dan is like the technology director in Hooksit now. He's been for.
He's for
years.
The SAU?
He's for Hooksit.
Or in Hooksit, okay.
But part of that deal was taking him, was we need...
Supplying you with...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Nothing in the wage pool. No site acquisition, food service, charter. Nothing there.
So that site acquisition, that's the lease payment, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Why they put in that line? Improvements, I guess it would be in there.
I wonder if we can recommend again that if they have extra money, they make an extra...
Yes.
Hand. I wish they had kept some and just done that, you know, but
they didn't.
We wanted to
I know
help
you wanted
the tax
to return
rate.
Some, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which hopefully it did have a little bit of impact.
Yeah. I will say, Dean said that school is immaculate. The Lavoie, what's her name? The maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
She is unbelievable, yeah. But she's got, a couple more years.
But the improvements that they made are just...
Yeah. No, he said it was
beautiful. In the summer, you'll walk in and you'll be like, it's cool in here. Just the little differences that you notice, it's mm-hmm. amazing. And the lights, they're on motion, so like if no one's in the room, they shut off.
So we're asking why aren't they using that to reduce the lease payments?
If you want us
we'll
to.
We'll ask again.
Yeah, we'll
ask again. We'll keep asking.
I think we should keep encouraging them to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have a fun balance this year, and that'll be...
Okay, now we have the overall questions. If people have questions based on looking at the big numbers. I think the big question to me is, we know that last year we had a huge surplus.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're budgeting even, this is 2 years later, but we're budgeting even more. So where was all the money? Were any principal areas where the money was the surplus last year? And why are we higher this year?
So that would be in the actuals, right?
See, but we used to have the budgeted and the actuals right next to each other, and we didn't.
The so budgeted actual, is in, actual.
But we don't know what was budgeted.
So at the end of the fiscal year, we had hundreds of thousands of dollars
of extra
money.
So you need June's report next to the actuals.
I'd like to know, what was budgeted and what was spent for last year, so we can see where the $900,000 came from.
And then the budget.
What?
Profit and loss to budget. I'm sorry.
Yeah, their software is weird.
So then 2 years later,
he makes this.
We're spending even more than the $900,000 that was left over.
Yeah.
Which seems like a lot.
I agree. That seems like a lot.
Although some of that is going to be the salaries that we've already committed to.
That's correct.
Okay.
And so I thought they got like five something last year, and now we're giving another two?
I don't think it was five. I think it was three maybe.
I don't think it was five.
They have their COLA and they have their STEP.
Right.
So I think it was 3%.
With the STEPs? And then you had the COLA.
You had your COLA, which was 3.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. And then individually you have your steps.
Right. You don't know what those are. Usually, a lot of times, there are a certain number. They might be 4% when they negotiate.
Yeah. I know we did not mess with the steps.
You can't do that. Excuse me.
When will we know what the negotiated raise is?
Let me see if I have it.
But Lynn, won't that be on the one that we're voting on in March? Won't that be the next one? That we'll have that as a
warrant
article?
It'll be a warrant article in January.
It'll be a warrant article.
Because
it's
going to
be for next year.
It was approximately 90,000 for the teachers, but I don't have,
We don't know the percentage?
I don't know the...
Okay. So what's the percentage?
But it's not in here. It's not in this budget.
Right. So what's the percentage increase?
This is where we need Boyd. We'd have that figured out in 2 seconds.
Okay. So with what they already had plus what was the additional that was...
And that's where I'm curious as far as the enrollment. Excuse me, if it's way up, which I don't think it is. From the budget that is being worked with this year.
It's the same amount of kids, pretty much. What is it, off one?
I don't know what it was last year.
They have last year's numbers on here. Last year was 271 and we're at 270.
Okay.
It's on your second sheet.
But we've lost... Right.
Okay.
I don't know how many high schools the expensive thing.
How many of their high schoolers are there in the
Delta? How many dropped off? It looks like it would be five. If you look at the numbers. Right?
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
So that should be a big...
Okay. Any other questions for the school board?
Could I ask about that 2% again? Is that in your budget?
No, because it's a warrant article.
It will be a warrant article. Okay.
So
the townspeople will decide if they get that extra 2%. Okay. Okay.
The original contract increase is in this budget.
Yes, the original.
Right, well, that's something that we already voted on.
That's part of the default budget.
Yeah, we already promised that. So, but the other will be an extra warrant article.
And then how about for the support staff? Is it also 2%?
I don't remember the percentage, it's like 37,000.
Because the part that's funny is last year, I mean, for socials, it's only up, the cost of living supposedly is 3.2? I mean, I don't agree with that, but, because I go grocery shopping, so I don't agree with that. But, and last year it was higher, I'm surprised they didn't tack it on last year. They're doing it this year instead.
Well.
Yep.
I don't know.
You can ask.
I don't know how the union.
I know.
Was represented and how negotiations went. Seemed like they were happy. There are a few little, you know, little gossip things and people riling people up. And you're going to have a different quality if you're working in a big city or a small town. So it just depends on what you want. Do you want the big city atmosphere with a little more money or the small town, less students?
Although you have three people from a big city
who came to you. That was, I mean, compared to what?
Like, well, Raymond's 10,000 people. We're only four.
Yeah. And those teachers are great.
Aren't they wonderful? Knew you'd love them.
Love them.
Okay.
Like to keep them.
Yes.
Any other questions for the school board? PSAU? Okay. So the same deal applies. Today's Monday. I'll go home and type these up and I'll send them out to everybody. I'll give you... Yeah, we're meeting on a week from Wednesday. I'll give you a few days to reply. If I don't get any replies, then I'll send them to Steph. She can share them with everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Wednesday we'll go over the town warrant articles. You want to do that? Because we'll meet Monday.
No, we're not going to go over the town warrant articles on Wednesday because we're going to meet with the school board
and
the SAU.
Oh, with the actual school board. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so, but they'll be here so that we can use...
Yeah, it's going to be here so we can use Zoom. That's Wednesday. Let me...
Yeah.
And then the following Wednesday, we're back again.
So on the 29th is the joint meeting with the school board, the SAU, and all that.
No, the following Wednesday.
And then December 5th is a Tuesday, a public hearing on the town budget, and then we will review the non-petition warrant articles.
Oh, I don't have that crossed out.
So
when is that meeting?
The June budget.
Yes, what? I had that.
It's on the schedule you sent out.
That's on the schedule, right?
This is the schedule.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there's schedule.
We're not meeting at the war school. We're meeting here.
Because we
this is the old one. I sent out a new one
already. That's why I crossed it out.
But we were going to meet.
Yeah. So I assume like school board and staff sit here in the front row.
They can sit, yeah. They're no, you know, nobody comes in besides them.
Hopefully.
No, I mean, it's fine.
So do we interact with Zoom now that Dick's not here?
If somebody were on Zoom, we would interact with them.
Okay.
But there's nobody on there, right?
But there's nobody on there.
No. Okay.
But maybe somebody will want to be on, you know, I don't know. If they want to, it's available. Brenda said she won't be in town. I think Brenda's going to be on Zoom for that next meeting.
Yeah. And we figured it was a budget committee meeting, so if we wouldn't.
So
you'd get in trouble.
You wouldn't get in trouble. Yeah, because it is a budget committee meeting. Yeah, so that's going to be here at the town hall.
Well, and actually, it's better than they normally get. So nobody should complain, right?
A lot of the parents want to support the budget, so they're asking, like, should we come to that? I'm like, no. That's just the questions and answers.
They should come to the public hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the public hearing is on...
The 13th,
public hearing on the school budget. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of parental support for the social worker position as well, but
really?
I guess the deal is, so there's a lot of families that need guidance, support, a lot of truancy issues, a lot of issues in the classroom because of their life at home, and...
Don't we have a guidance counselor?
It's more, it's a different educational level than a regular guidance counselor.
But then we have a psychologist.
Probably that. Kind
we
of
have
stuff.
A school psychologist who does ways testing.
Ways to oh, that's all they do is testing.
Yeah, and he's pretty. And you can get him like 2 days a week.
Can we share one?
That was one of the thoughts. Why doesn't the SAU?
I can't imagine we need somebody here 5 days a week for that. I mean, we do, but
we've asked for a time study, but. What are we doing?
What would they be doing all day long?
And it helps with the 504s, which we have more of.
Isn't your SPED director doing that?
Special ed is not 504s. 504s files under guidance.
And your guidance isn't doing that?
They are, but it's getting a little more frequent that kids are having 504s.
What's a 504?
It's different than an IEP. IEP is a state, like a individual education.
Right. Program. I know what IEP is.
But 504, I guess, is a step down, but the teachers are responsible for the implementation of the 504s. So
they're responsible for both, but the 504s are. The trouble is, it's getting so. I shouldn't say the trouble. Every student either has an IEP or a 504. There aren't any.
Just mainstream.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to say that.
Just because I have a tie doesn't
mean
I know.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you look official. I don't know.
If that's the truth,
It is the truth.
I believe it.
So, but our special ed budget was down.
I saw that.
Where's Brenda?
First time I think I've ever seen that.
We must have lost some expensive kids.
We have a new director as well.
And
that makes a big difference.
Did the insurance, like everybody's health insurance, it looked like there were a lot of, were those numbers down because people opted, they didn't take it? Or
so
in conjunction
it's contractual
with
that you have to budget for everyone taking it. So, and then a lot of people don't.
And the rates went down a
they did.
Bit.
They did.
Yes.
They
I was
did?
Amazed. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
My insurance went down. I was kind of like,
ours
oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It wasn't a lot, but it didn't go up.
Yeah, I thought it would be like a 9%, and it was low. It's in there somewhere, but yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Anything else for the school?
No, I just... So... In order for us to review what was underspent last year, we will need that before the meeting, won't we? So that we can look at it and make it, give us a better idea of if you want to make any cuts.
Yeah, well, the you're talking about the actual...
The actual versus
spent.
The...
Budget versus the... For like, what, 3 years or something?
Yeah.
Be helpful.
Yeah.
Could Corey send it to us, and then I'll send it to you, and you can forward it to everyone.
Oh, so yeah.
Before our joint meeting.
Yeah, so we have it before. Yeah,
when we vote on the budget, we can at least have an idea of...
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
The swag.
So I can email it to everybody before the meeting.
That'd be great.
And we can see. And we can... Go from there. Okay?
That's good.
I don't see any other business. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will motion to adjourn.
Katrina makes a motion to adjourn.
I will second.
And Susan seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a lovely evening.